We all have a box or a bag of trinkets, pictures, and memories of our lives somewhere. This song celebrates how precious these memories are. It's called Memories of Living. Everyone somewhere has some little drawer where memories of living are found. The men have their pictures, the ladies their pets. Gold tassels, pink doggies, and salt shaker sets. And ladies, though married, thou art not exempt, so be you not ready with scorn. For in your collections a knife, spoon, or fork, once owned by the Hilton Hotel of New York. And may these be reminders of those who've graced our years. So few the names remembered, but times recalled so clear. It's wondrous how a box can hold the key to our laughter and tears, how bags contain the memories, how hearts retain the years. A box not stored nor hidden, nor consciously in mind, not seen in daily living, but never hard to find. We swear someday we'll sort it, but I hope we never do. Its contents form the person, uniquely, truly you. And may these be reminders of those who graced our years. So few the names remembered, but times recalled so clear. It's wondrous how a box can hold the key to our laughter and tears, how bags contain the memories, how hearts retain the years.
The last Heart Speak gem you heard, Memories of Living, was recorded by Philip Gross, who sometimes likes to be called a wordsmith. To me, I was amazed by how it captured how the bags contain the memories, but the heart retains the years. And you never sort it, and it always reminds you of the people in your life. I am absolutely amazed by how he captured the reality of my feelings of the items in my home contained in different boxes that I have saved, and I could look at these items and go directly to that time and place. Thank you, Phil. That was a wonderful story.
Phil Gross has written poetry and turned them into songs since he was about 19 years old. Many people write in diaries or journals. Poetry and songs are his journals, documenting his life, strife, loves, and the passing of his years.